Here is Norman Vincent Peale with a guidepost for Christmas.
Giving Christmas away is really the only way to keep it. And it is surprising that those who have so little often want to give away even this. There is a guidepost story about such a man, an old man. Each year, for 3 weeks only, he worked in a department store. Now, December 24th, he pulled himself onto a bus crammed with last-minute shoppers struggling home. The Santa suit was his very own. It was trimmed with white fur, as resplendent as the beard and whiskers that sprang from his smiling face. A little girl named Doris quickly spotted him. "Look, Danny," she shouted to her brother, "it's Santa Claus." "One of those store Santa Clauses," Danny insisted. Danny was at the age between not really believing and really wanting to believe. He's real," Doris chanted. Danny snorted. "I'll show you how real he is." He bounded from his seat, grabbed the old man's beard, and pulled hard. But the beard did not come off or even move. By now, everyone on the bus was watching. But when Danny moved back in embarrassed fright, Santa laughed and lovingly stretched out his hand. Timidly, Danny let Santa lift him onto his knee. "Do you want to know something, son?" the old man said. "You're the first boy to pull my beard all season, and just when I had given up hope." Doris also squirmed her way onto Santa's lap. She stared into his face. "Do you live at the North Pole?" she asked. The old man hesitated. He said, "No, but I happen to know exactly where old Santa hangs his coat and hat." "If I tell you where, will you promise to remember it always?" "Oh, yes," both children said at once. The whole bus was silent as people leaned forward to hear. "Santa can live anywhere," said the old man, "but mostly he lives in your heart. He can live in any heart where love lives." No one spoke for what seemed like a long time. Then the old man pulled the buzz rope. Gently he kissed Doris on the forehead and patted Danny. Soon the doors opened, and he stepped out. A chorus of "Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, Merry Christmas," trailed him off the bus. All eyes followed the old man in the red suit and the great white beard. Then he disappeared through the door of a big old house with the sign that read, "Clareville Home for the Aged."